Turn to picture 14. Once again, there was fighting between the Philistine tribe and the Israelites. The Philistines had a very huge man called Goliath, and everyone who saw him feared him because he looked very fierce. He was more than 9 feet tall. Goliath shouted in a loud voice to the Israelites, "Choose a man and have him come. If he is able to fight and kill me, our tribe will become your slaves. But if I kill him, your people will be our slaves. Give me a man to fight me." When King Saul and the people heard this, they were afraid and discouraged. Who would be able to fight this Goliath? For 40 days, the Philistines waited for a man to challenge Goliath. One day, David, the youngest son of Jesse, came to bring food to his brothers, who were in the Israelite army. David said, "Who is this Philistine that talks bad of the army of the living God?" Then David told King Saul that he would fight Goliath because he was not afraid of him. He trusted in the living God. Saul dressed David in his own fighting clothes. But David was not used to all these heavy things. He was a shepherd boy, and he only carried a slingshot and 5 smooth stones. When Goliath saw David, he was very much annoyed and shouted, "Am I a dog that you come to me with a stick? Come, I will give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." Then David shouted, "You come to me with a sword, spear, and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Then David took a stone and slung it and struck Goliath on the forehead, and he fell down dead. David defeated them. My friends, are you facing some kind of problem now? Is there a Goliath in your life that you are afraid of? Remember what David said. "You come with a sword, spear, and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Are you looking for ways to defeat the problem in your life? Are you looking for help from outside or from God? You might think that nothing can help you in your trouble, but God can. Trust him.